In today's readings, we can follow a sort of spiritual journey, a journey with four stops or stages. First, seeing God, then feeling unworthy of God, then being purified, and finally being sent by God. This is the journey that we heard of today in the first reading, prophet Isaiah, then St. Paul in the second reading, and in the Gospel, St. Peter. And this is, really, when we think about it, our own experience, our own journey. First, then, seeing God. The prophet Isaiah had a very powerful and mysterious vision of God in the temple. St. Paul understood that the one he was persecuting was actually the one he was looking for, the Messiah. And Peter realized that that man whom at the beginning of the gospel he called Master was actually God, to whom at the end he called Lord. In different ways, we all have seen God. And that's why we're here. Usually we see God, we encounter God in very simple ways. But also, probably, we all have had some more powerful encounters with a living God, with Christ. And it is very good to treasure those moments, to bring them back to our hearts, and to give thanks to God for allowing us to see His love. Now, if we go to the second step, they all felt very unworthy of being there with God. Isaiah said, "Woe to me, I have seen God." Paul said very clearly, "I am not fit to be an apostle." And Peter told the Lord, "Depart from me, I am a sinful man." This is an interesting one for us because we fluctuate a lot. Sometimes, or some people tend more to feeling very unworthy, too unworthy, woe to me, there is no hope. We feel that sometimes when we do something really wrong, woe to me, is there really hope? But then some other days we tend to feeling too worthy. I have been doing this for so long, I have been trying, I'm praying for all these things, I have this right to be heard, we feel entitled. They were right, actually. Isaiah, Paul, and Peter were right. They were unworthy. But their instinct, their correct instinct, had to be improved, corrected. They were unworthy, but this is a very important truth for us today. God does not expect anyone to be perfect before calling him or her. God doesn't require that we purify ourselves before we can be with Him. God purifies us through His presence. We do this all the time in human life. We wouldn't expect someone to know everything before this person finds a teacher. We wouldn't expect a person to be completely healthy before going to a doctor. We do this all the time. It is precisely through that closeness of someone who can help us that we grow. And this is exactly what God did through the incarnation. When God became one of us, He wanted to heal us through His closeness. He came because we need His presence. Saint Bernard has this beautiful saying about the incarnation. He says, "The incarnation teaches us how much God cares for us and what He thinks and feels about us." The incarnation teaches us what God thinks, what God feels about us. And what He feels is very simple. He feels, He thinks, He knows that we can be saints. He knows that we are weak. He knows that we sin. But He knows that we can change. And we change not just because one day we find this perfect path, this perfect formula, because we find a new book or a new podcast that can give us the exact steps, 12 steps to do that. He heals us because he wants to be with us. About this, and then we're in that part of being purified, there is something very significant in today's readings. They all had valid objections. I'm a sinner. I can do this. We can add our own objections. I don't have time. I've tried that. I'm too busy with all these other good things. But significantly, the Lord did not, in any case, try to convince them through arguments. We don't hear today of any reasons that God was trying to give them. For example, in the gospel, Peter said, "Depart from me, I'm a sinful man." And Jesus did not start saying, "No, you're not that bad, you're good. You have all these talents, you can learn, it's going to be good." What did Jesus do? He said, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men." In all cases, the purification, the healing came not from words or reasons, but from following a mission for which they were not prepared, but a mission that they received with all their graces because they said yes. They were simple. They said yes. They went. And this is our challenge, because so many times we are not simple. We overthink. We complicate things. We have our list of objections. But the Lord wants us to be simple. Certainly there are some situations that might require a lengthy process of discernment. But many times, most times, there is just no reason to delay. We can only imagine the insecurity they felt when God was calling them, but at the same time, we can only imagine that joy and that peace that they experienced when they gave everything, when they took that huge risk. And through them, through their joy, so many others have experienced that same joy throughout history, including ourselves. Why delay? Why limit that joy, that abundance of joy in our lives? Why delay that joy that so many more people can encounter if we said yes? Why delay? The Lord is calling us, not only at the beginning of our path, but he's always calling us to more love and more joy. The question is, what does that mean for us today? How is he calling each one of us personally right now? To where? What kind of intimacy with him? What kind of mission is he trying to renew in our hearts? Let us be very open to asking that question right now. And if we hear something, and we will if we ask, then may we not delay our yes.